You follow me? It's a lie. Well, been there, did that, done that, Pastor. I prayed all that stuff. I did that. I tried that. But at some point you stopped. When faith is a lifestyle. Faith is a way of life. It's not a moment or an expression or a time, season, frame where you're trying to get a hold of God. And then you pull the plug because you determined that, well, if God was gonna, he would have by now, or if God's will would... Watch this. If God said, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee, then what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall what?
Flee.
Wonder if it's an hour. Wonder if it's a day. Wonder if it's a week. Wonder if it's a month. I don't need to even try to go there and theologically figure that out. I need to know this. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Now, there's a reason I'm staying here long, because this is going to help you. I feel really moved to go here. See, some of you are missing out on your identity, not just because we don't understand this righteousness, but we're being deceived by the stranger's voice and the things that go through our mind, and we feel defiled and dirty. You know, I was 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I was at the gas station. Jesus set me free. That thing that we called manhood, guys, growing up, that thing that determined us as a man growing up, that sexual perverted thing, well, man, always going to feel this way and always going to need that, and always going to need that. God created us that way. Wrong. God didn't create me that way. That's a bondage and a curse. And when I faced that reality and called that a curse, God broke that curse. When I stepped out of that identity of manhood that the world gave me, pornography gave me, and everything else gave me, and the lunchroom chat rooms gave me, God broke that curse. I feel the Holy Ghost on that. So Satan's an opportunist. He's always feeling out. He expects Pastor Jim and I and you and everybody to just be found weak at times. He thinks he's so arrogant. He thinks he can just come up with the same old stuff and just find a way to get you in the same old stuff that it works all the time with everybody anyway. So let me just try him out. I was pumping gas. I seen this blonde hair right over the pump, just hanging down, this blonde hair. And this thought goes through my mind. I'm no more thinking about who that lady is. I could care less what she looks like, what her figure is. I could care less what her measurements. I don't care. She's loved by God. I'm not thinking. I got a wife that I love and adore. I'm not a man of sin, lust. I'm not even thinking that stuff. And yet this voice said, boy, I bet that's a beautiful lady. All I could see was the back of her head. And I'm thinking in my mind, well, who cares if it is? But yet I heard that voice. Now here's what a lot of Christians do. Oh God, why am I thinking that junk? Oh God, I shouldn't be thinking that garbage. Oh God, forgive me, blood of Jesus. Oh, I repent. I receive you, Jesus, into my life. Wash away all sin. I didn't sin. Come on, this is real to some of you. What you're hearing up here is determining who you are. But in here needs to determine who you are. Get pure. When that stuff violates you, when you're acting that way, you already revealed that's not you. You care about that. You don't want that. So you submit to God, resist. So I ignored it. I didn't even pray out. I just thought in my mind, well, who cares? I thought this was stupid. So I go into the gas station and I pay my gas. And I turned and I'm coming out, and that same voice said, she's still pumping gas. You ought to just check her out. Look at her. I'm walking to my truck, to do the old, from the old days, you know, do the old. I'm being real. You know what I did? I looked straight at my truck. I'm thinking, yeah, that's a sharp little Toyota truck. I got in the truck, and I pulled out, and she's over here, and I pulled out and went out this way and up the stop sign. And I got to the stop sign, and I stopped, and I lifted my hands, and I said, Father, I want to thank you. You saved me and set me free, and you blessed me with a marvelous wife. And I just want to thank you that you purified and cleansed my heart. And I thank you, a stranger's voice I'll never follow. And I drove up. I felt so clean and so free and so strong and so in God. See what I mean? Amen. So this voice, it's hitting me. Horrible. I can't describe the vulgarness of it. And it was all the time. Watch this. The Holy Spirit said to me,